This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Friday evening, February 27th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
American Cutera brings green steel fabrication to San Antonio, creating jobs and reducing carbon footprint. American Cutera, a steel fabrication company focused on decarbonized supply chains, is setting up its headquarters in San Antonio, Texas. The company aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the steel supply chain while creating new jobs in advanced manufacturing. Leveraging expertise from parent company Yamaguchi Heavy Industries, American Cutera plans to open a U.S. steel fabrication factory in San Antonio by 2028, with global expansion on the horizon.
Network news breaks. Xeriant Inc. XERI advances cost-effective construction with NEXBOA DTM technology. XERIANT Tech Technology. XERIANT, XERI is making strides in cost-effective construction with its NEXBOA RDTM technology. The company's innovative building approach aims to reduce costs and improve access to quality housing. By utilizing advanced materials like Nexborg TM, Xeriant is reshaping the economics of construction and energy efficiency, offering a sustainable solution for the industry.
UGI system upgrades set to begin in Carbondale. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Carbondale on Monday, March 2nd, to enhance safety and reliability. This initiative offers homes and businesses the chance to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and aims to provide efficient services. For more details, visit UGI.com.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp hits natural hydrogen in landmark Saskatchewan drill program. Max Power Mining Corp has achieved a significant breakthrough by drilling into natural hydrogen in Saskatchewan, marking a pivotal moment in the search for a new energy source. The company's success at its Lawson target has prompted plans for a broader exploration program. This development could revolutionize the clean energy sector and strengthen Max Power's position in this emerging industry.
Rock breaks. Energy Fuels Inquest, NYSE, American, UUUU, reports 2025 results, highlights uranium and rare earth growth milestones. Energy Fuels Inc. reported its financial and operational results for 2025, surpassing uranium production goals and advancing rare earth initiatives. The company's working capital stood at $97.47 million, with a net loss of $86.10 million. President Ross Bhappu is set to take over as CEO in April 2026, succeeding Mark Chalmers. For more information, visit the Energy Fuels website.
How Northwest Florida's regional coordination model is winning major economic development projects. Northwest Florida's regional coordination model is proving successful in attracting major economic development projects. Florida's Great Northwest, under the leadership of Jennifer Conley, has facilitated over 1,500 announced jobs through direct leads since 2020. With notable aerospace, advanced manufacturing, and maritime projects in the pipeline. Leveraging military talent pipelines and strategic collaboration, the organization acts as professional matchmakers, filtering regional opportunities to local economic development professionals. With a focus on site readiness and patient capital, Northwest Florida's value proposition for developers and investors remains strong.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.